left off with was the issue of Adas Bezdin. And what I was saying was that I think that you find in several Rishonim explicitly, and we'll see maybe implicitly, that this is the core role of Dayanim in Shavuos Dayanim, is that the Shavuos is al Da'atam. That they're the ones that you have to be, when you take the Shavuos, you have to be satisfying what they understand it to be saying, not necessarily what the words themselves could be taken to mean. Again, the case which the Gemara says illustrates the discrepancy is kind of the Rebbe. So one context which you find, this is Rishonim who say that this is the reason Kavetz V'Nishba isn't good. They hold that Kavetz V'Nishba isn't good like Rabbi Nechanal, but the issue isn't Chiyuv or no Chiyuv, or at least not ultimately Chiyuv or no Chiyuv. The issue is really ultimately Adas Bezdin or not. So what I said was two drachim within that is whether or not the Chiyuv has any real role at all. One way to say this is that really Chiyuv is actually totally irrelevant. It's just that Lemaisa, you only get, what is relevant is that Bezdin has to announce or that you're doing this Al-Datam. Now, that only happens when they actually are Mechayev of a Shavua, because then they go into the process of soliciting the Shavua and actually taking a Shavua. Otherwise, they don't get into it. They don't say lo adatcha if they're not mechayev the shua, right? But that's only technicality in terms of when they get into to requiring the process of lo adatcha ata nashpa lo adatenu, right? Is when there happens to be a chiyuv. But ultimately, the chiyuv is irrelevant. Versus saying no, the chiyuv is relevant. It can only be if there's a chiyuv, and but that's ultimately because, formally speaking, at least, you can only have it to be considered al das based in when there's a chiyuv. And the way you would explain that is, as I said, is that you only have control, you only have binding control and authority to assert what it is this person is being nishba to, as opposed to, when the words can be nitan l'shnei, to being satisfied, even in that strange case where clearly not what we had in mind, he's only responsible to taking a shvuah to what you have in mind when you're actually the one, it's to satisfy your demand that he's taking it. But if he's volunteering a shvuah, even if they say, lo adatcha nishba, that's fine, and you can even say, okay, but when he takes a shvuah, ultimately he's not bound to that. He's only bound to what the words are, and that is not something, and that is has his own create discrepancies with cases like Kani the Rebbe. So what I was saying was, I think that the Me'iri and the Ramban here might point in these two different directions. If you look at the Me'iri, I think it's unmistakable that he's reading the chiyuv out of the picture, meaning it's not important. It's only important in as much as the issue is really the Adas Bezdin. And that's what he says on Lamed Hei, where he says, you have it? No? I see, he says, so this is the Rabbeinu Chananel's, right? What does Rabbeinu Chananel do with this Gemara? Which is subsequent to the Chiyuv. Adas Bezdin. So already he has that line. Adas Bezdin. Right? The Shvua of Kvitza, the volunteered Shvua, that is not good. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, right? And they have a Raya from Avakama, which he gets into. He says, there's no, muchrach raya from that. Probably he has in mind the Ramban, what he would have done with the Ramban, we don't know. But he says, Ela shvadvarm nirin ela, but nonetheless, shvadvarm nirin b'nei sheyashbiua adas bezdin. Meaning, whether or not, the point is, you still need it because you need adas bezdin. To me, it sounds like he's almost disagreeing with Rabbeinu Chananel, in as much as the focus on Rabbeinu Chananel is more on the chiyuv. Ultimately, but you still need adas bezdin. I just think the thrust of it is chiyuv is ultimately not necessarily what's important, and as far as that's concerned, you might have said kvitz is fine, but the issue with it is important is ultimately adas bezdin, and how kavetz v'nishba when they're not mechayiv it and they just go on his own. So that was without the point of adas bezdin. The Ramban, though, I think is clearly going in a different direction when he recaps the shita of Rabbi Chananel, which he ultimately says you don't have to have agree with necessarily. When he just describes Shita Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, one second. Because of Shem Rach, and he's Eilu Devar Rabbi, Miu Ein Arai, the Hasam Ava Bishu Shvuaso Bikfitza Min Adin Shvua, you Pat Mishvuaso Bikadam, you Lakrin Bilakak Ba'alav, etc., etc. Then he says, but we find in the Rishami that it sounds like Rabbeinu Chananel. But Dvar Malalu notim l'Dvar Chananel. She calls man. Look at the language. He quotes Yerushalmi. This is notim l'Dvar Chananel. She calls man. She lo chiyuvu hu bezin adayin nishava. Kishen nishba adas atzma hu nishba. Aba mishchiyuvu hu nishava kishen nishba adas bezin hu nishba veino chozer nishba pamater. So there, again, he's still working with Rabbeinu Chananel, but it seems clear that the ultimate issue is ultimately Adas Bezin. But nonetheless, the Chiv is a central role in that. He can only be Adas Bezin if there's a Chiv. Okay? But both Rishonim, the Iri and the Miri, sort of like a, kind of a dissenting on a little bit almost on Rabbeinu Chananel, but the Ramban in explicating Rabbeinu Chananel, both of them go in the direction of ultimately what matters is Adas Bezin. That's one context in which you find this. I think that another one is in the shita that holds kavatz v'nishba is good, so there are rishonim who saying that make it clear that the reason that's okay that you can say that is only because you can have it be adas bezin even be kavatz v'nishba, right? And that's explicit. I mean, the Miri say it explicitly. Miri says right there, he quotes what I just quoted to you. Oh, I'm sorry. Meiri says that, you know, this shita, mikom makom, it looks like it makes a lot of sense to say you need it to be kavatz v'nishba is no good because you need to be adas bezin. Then he says, right, el shadvar nir nivneshi yeshbiu adas bezin, mikom makom efshar sh'af hi nishba adas bezin. It's still possible, meaning it's possible that isn't necessarily, even given that I think you need to have adas bezin, but you can maybe say that she is nishba adas bezin, meaning bekofetzas v'nishba, she can say, I mean nishba to what is the understanding of a bezin that it would require such a shua, to that. And you can volunteer it to be, you can initiate a shua adas bezin. Nirban as well Rabbeinu Tam as well, in Sefer Yashar, I don't know if you guys saw it, seems to be explicit on this point too. He sounds like Paskins, you don't need to have it. Kavatz v'nishba is good as a shvus d'anim. However, he says that the Gemara, there's some words of the Gemara that need to be added in, and just the Gemara didn't happen not to be ma'arich. And this is what he explains. The question that was asked of him was be'inyan misha kavatz v'nishba terem shenischayev, mashta and shimon kavatz v'nishba terem shenischayev. What do we say about that? So he says, oki kanda rabba v'hi de kavatz v'nishba shalom nehenes miksuvasa mo de rabba kofetzes adas bezin nishba. That's the reason that's true is because Adas Bezin Nishba. Aval, Hatamad lo chash, laharik, milsa de la tricha. Right? But, right, it happens not to mention it. Meaning that when is it true that Kavatz Nishba is good? Only when she says, this is Adas Zatchem. Lo adati an Nishba, el adatchem. So, in other words, this Shita, there are some Rishonim who, in explaining the Shita that held that Kavatz Nishba is a good Shmos Yanim, make it clear that that was premised on the fact that they think that Adas Bezin can be accomplished without Dayanim saying Lo Adat Chem. You can initiate that on your own. So in these Rishonim too, it's clear that that is the core issue. That they agree to that, in fact. That even the day that holds Kavatz V'nishba is good, it's only because they are of the opinion that you can initiate it on Adas Bezin. You find it moreover, even in the Rashba. The Rashba at one point, it was one of the ones who agreed with Rabbeinu Chananel, it's similar actually, I think, to the Meiri and the Ramban essentially. I mean, it says Kasha Kamba Kavatz Kamba Lo Kavatz. It says Perish Kavatz Sheshbiwa Bailamo Shenishba Hu Shalom Idas Bezin Vav Avish Nishba Bifni Bezin. The crucial issue is, I don't know if he's going with Meiri or the Ramban, but that's actually more shy to what I said before. So that's, I think, a premise that you find that this is ultimately the core role, and the things that we've maybe done in terms of at least the chiyuv is actually really ultimately an issue that revolves around this. Now, I think it's also possible to say, you know what, maybe Tosfos, to revisit now Tosfos, there was possibly another interpretation. It's like, dumi demushbim bechirim. What does that mean? So I argued maybe it means that they held that they have to be mashbiyah, and they have to form the shvuah, and then you take the shvuah in response. It can't be that you just volunteer harini nishba, even subsequent to chiyuv. Because otherwise, right, I said, what does it mean? Kishu mushman piacherim David dumidish was adanim. Maybe an alternative reading is to say that dumidish was adanim just means in the sense that it's adas bezin. Meaning that what does it mean when you say it's adas bezin? It means that I'm the one who's formulating what the shvua means. Right? It means what I'm saying, what I think. So maybe you could say, you can argue, you know what, even if he's saying hareini nishba, which is totally mipiatzmo, but in as much as it has to be, and presumably has to be subsequent to Bezin declaring it so, that this is lo adatcha lo adatenu. So what we'll say is, you know what? They may not be verbalizing the Shavuah at all, but they are the ones who are, in a sense, defining what the Shavuah is. Right? When I'm mashpia mipi acher, that's clearly when I'm mashpia and I say, you know, swear that you don't do this. So you're swearing. You say, I mean, you're swearing to my the Shavuah that not only that I define in the way I define it is I'm the one who verbalizes it. The chiddush of Adas Bezin is, you might say, that they can be viewed as the ones who are defining the content of the Shavuah, even if they're not the ones who are verbalizing it. Even if it's totally the Mibiyaz Manishba who verbalizes anything, but he's verbalizing when he says it's got to be on our terms. And that is also, that's what Tosfos means when he says, Do miyad demushba mipi acherim. What Tosfos means is when other people formulate the Shavuah for you, now that doesn't have to be that they actually verbalize it. And it's mostly that case in other contexts, mushba mipi acherim, they're verbalizing it. But even if the Nishma Mipiyatma is actually the only one to actually verbalize the words of the Shavuah, but nonetheless, if it's being defined, the content is being defined by the Bezin, so that's what we're talking about. Thrusting my Shavuah upon you. Now, how does that come out? Normally, that would, you think, would require me to be the one who's actually formulating the Shavuah. The way that La Da Athena, La Da Bezin, that actually, we say, you know what, he's actually verbalizing the Shavuah, but it's still my Shavuah that is being thrust upon you. So that's why it's Zumi Dibi Achirim. Not that Mi Piyatmo doesn't work. It can work. But the point is, even when it's Mi Piyatmo, but it's Mi Piyatmo, he's taking upon our Shavuah, the Shavuah Sadayan. That's what Shavuah Sadayan means. So I think that's another possibility. All right? Yeah. Why doesn't what?
According to that, Beis Din has nothing to do with our Shavuah.
I think the opposite. Beis Din has everything to do with Shavuah.
Your Shavuah is based on Das.
It's they're defining what this means, yeah.
I know. I'm saying, so why do you need to be physical? I'm saying, why do you need to be in Beis Din? Saying what?
Well, first of all, I actually didn't. I meant to touch upon that. Some think there's some question about that. Is that also the same? Because the Gemara had mentioned Chutzah Beis Din. Is that something which is subject to dispute? Let's say the Shittos that are shown in the whole Kavetz Nishba is fine. They think that Dussel Shalom Bifnei Beis Din. I thought that was unlikely. So you're asking why does it have to be Bifnei Beis Din?
If you took Beis Din's Das, if the only thing you needed for Shavuah Sadayan was Beis Din's Das.
Well, I said it's a core. You might have an independent requirement, I would say, just based on B'nikrav, Balabayas, El Elohim. I mean, that already implies B'Beis Din. It could be that maybe is a formal requirement in making Adas Beis Din. I mean, where are they, the you know, controlling, binding mashbim in the sense? Maybe only, you know, in their domain, Beis Din. I'm not sure you have to say it. It could also be just an independent requirement. Yeah. So it could be independent. I think it is likely that. I don't know if anybody addresses that, because when you say, you know, kambe kavetz, the Gemara's initial chiluk was kambe chutz beis din. In the end, the Gemara says kambe kavetz, kambe lova kavetz, and says, you know what? We don't. It's a very. I don't know if you guys noticed. It's a little bit of a strange, interesting Gemara. Like, we don't want to be mishana shinuyah d'chuki, chiki, to say here it's chutz and here it's in. Instead, we'll do this other chiluk, kavetz lova kavetz. The assumption just was that it's a little strange to say here was kavetz, here was chutz, and here was in. Rather, we'll say everything was in. Here was kavetz, here was lova kavetz. Why is that less duh? I don't know. But in the end, when we say that, does that mean that we're going back on, we don't need the Chutzah Beis Din? I mean, even Chutzah Beis Din would be fine? That part isn't clear to me. Those who think that we paskin, let's say, Kavetz V'Nishpa is good, and it's just a din b'shvuas b'rav, right? Rav's halacha doesn't require. Is that also true? I thought there was a question that it would. I think in part just because, I mean, you would need B'Nei Beis Din, just independently as V'Nikrav Balabais Elohim, otherwise. But it's a fair question. And part of that gets into also the extent to which we assume that Rabban Gamliel is downgrading what's necessary in the case of the Almana, because one of the Rabban Gamliel says he can do one of two things, either Neder B'Beis Din or Shvua Chutz B'Beis Din. So obviously, I think the clearly follows the Devar Pasha. Shvua Chutz B'Beis Din is not a Shvua Sadayanim anymore. So clearly, to satisfy Rabban Gamliel, you didn't need a Shvua Sadayanim. So therefore, there's no Raya from the fact that Kofetzis is good that you have a Shvua Sadayanim. According to the others, right, there's a little bit of a subject I was ambiguous about it even. Right, when the others, let's say Rechananel, thinks that no, Rav's the reason what Rav would do is he would require a new Shavuah. Does he reject that there is this discrepancy post Rambam Gamliel? He thinks even post Rambam Gamliel you still need a Shavuah Sadayan. Isn't clear to me. But I would assume, without, you know, unless I've shown otherwise, that it has to be Bifnei Beis Din just as a shirin, probably V'Nikrav Balabais Elohim. But other than that, although I think I can't remember if I actually saw raised this question that maybe those who think Kavetz V'Nishpa is fine also think Chutzah Beis Din is also fine. But if it isn't fine, I would say either just an impenetrable ground, or because, you know, Aldaz Bazin, even if it's a part of Aldaz Bazin, it needs to be. Or if you don't think Aldaz Bazin is the controlling, you know, factor, maybe it's just because the Chiv needs to be and it's only become Chayiv in Bazin. I think there's a number of ways. Okay? Alright, so Amir Tashem, next topic will be the mitzvah of Shua. This, I mean, you saw this, the opening halacha for the Rambam of Shua. So the name is mitzvah of Ushmat Jeveya. So we'll start that. Then after that, we'll just go straight to Mara, essentially, starting with the statements. Okay?
You don't have those printed yet.
Yeah.